Hello, welcome back to HWLRadio.com. You got it. Excuse my voice, man. I'm smoking on one of them Stromboli exotic blunts. And if you don't know what that is, then you need to catch up and get with the new wave, because it's taking over. Stromboli exotic blunts. But we're here to talk about the BET Awards. And my sister said I'm just a male whore, but I think that the City Girls had the best performance of the night. I just say 42 Doug and Lil Baby's Lil Baby, you know he hard, but Lil Doug looked like a little badass kid, man, I'm telling you. I don't know what's going on, but that nigga looked like he had a backstage full of cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers and chili dogs, like this nigga. Oh, man, little fat little rascal. Just like he one of the little bad little rascals or something, but nigga, I don't know what's going on, and I don't know what the nigga name is that was hosting the show, but man, let the braids go, man. Like, it ain't happening for you. This nigga had some mini cornrows, cornrow minis. Like, I don't know, he ain't got no hang time, no nothing. Like, that nigga got them braids 60% off, because he's missing 60% of his hair. It got some clearance braids. But I gotta say this too, though. I gotta say this too. Ice Cube, I know you been looking to make the next Friday, but DC Young Fly is the next Chris Tucker. And I say that you just go ahead and put DC Young Fly in the next Friday and then finish it off that way. DC Young Fly and Mike Epps is definitely gonna be hilarious. But I don't even think Chris Tucker even got it as hilarious no more like that. But I know DC Young Fly definitely would take that next Friday or the last Friday all the way there. So we got, who else we have come through? Oh, Raspity, gotta give it up to her. Gotta give it up to Raspity, because she's been hard forever and she finally got her just due. And like she said, it's real important coming from BET, a Black Entertainment Television Network. So that was big. Then we had Gucci and Mulatto. Mulatto bad, looking good, you know. Can't take nothing away from her. Can't take nothing away from her. Plus, I love how they represented for the ATL. How they did it at Magic City in front of it. Like, they took everybody in the world down to Atlanta. Shouts out to them. But gotta talk about some people too, because I don't know what's going on with Brandy. And then you got Ray J, he like the style brother and everything, but I'm like, who the heck is his sister stylist? Now, don't get mad at me, nigga, don't bar me from LA, but nigga, for real, like, you know, you dress fly, you gotta be like, Brandy, like, that's my sister, don't mess with her, but nigga, what do you have on? What is that outfit? And then we got the Migo, Quavo. And we got Offset. And me and my sister, we couldn't figure out his name, but I finally remembered it now. It's Takeoff. But like she said, if the Migos ever break up, Quavo is going to be Beyonce. Offset is going to be Kelly Rowland. And, you know, Takeoff, we definitely didn't even know your name, but he going to be Michelle. Just nothing. Nobody. Like, yeah, she can say, yeah, but who is she today? That's what Takeoff gonna be. Takeoff gonna just land. He landed. That's always gonna be on the side of his day. You look him up. Like, hey, what happened to Takeoff and Amigos? Landed. He landed. But I gotta give Lil Baby props. But that nigga there, boy, I'm telling you, he gonna need to put a little bit more effort into becoming a star. Because you can tell this nigga straight from the streets. He don't give a damn about nothing. He had the shortest, simplest motherfucking thank you ever for a BET award. Then we had, is it Toby? Toby, he crushed it. He shut down the show. He shut down the show, but he still didn't take it from them City Girls. I'm telling you. Them City Girls got some monkeys on them. I think they really living their lyrics. Because, boy, them cat suits, like, might be a new thing. Might be a new little style this winter. Got a cat suit, you get a bag. It ain't gonna be no Birkland. I'm gonna get you a Kirkland bag. You can almost get in. You can almost be balling. Let me see, who else? Who else do we have? Who else do we have? And then we had Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. They did another. They did good. I give the performances to Lil Baby, City Girls, Lil Wayne, and 2 Chainz, because the girl came in with the poetry in the middle of it, just topped it all the way off with the creative ear, but you know, wasn't as creative as the leopard print on them City Girls. No, just but yeah, they shut it down, man. Mulatto shut it down too, and you see where I'm getting at. But BET Awards, they was pretty cool and all. The only difference is it's just not the same with the, you know, the star drops and, you know, go like, dang, homeboy is there, like they ain't even getting an award or participating, but you get to see you get to see your old favorite stars. Like, person could have seen Usher, or they could have seen Beyonce. Ain't did too much in the music this year, but she definitely would have popped up at the BET Awards. Like, everybody would have been there. Chaka Khan, like, you got people like that. I ain't saying nothing about no Beyonce, because I think she did do something this year. I think she did, but you know what I'm saying. Come to the show, pass the baton to the next one. The Rasput is going to be the new Sister Soulja. And then we have Moneybag, hey, Young Yellow, whatever the heck his name was. But see, I was like, who the heck is this, dude? But number one thing that was kind of dampening and killing it was all of this stuff about go out and vote. I'm like, go out and vote. Like, man, y'all taking away from the whole BET Awards. Like, it's not political. This is the BET Awards. Y'all act like it's a big deal. It's two white people. We really don't like neither one of them. But I can tell you this. I can tell you about all that HBCU talk. I know who funded that. And that was Donald Trump. He gave HBCUs the most money they could ever have in their life. And they still gonna have funding this year, next year, and the year after due to what he did. So for them to say, you know, like, to sit there and just, you know, I told y'all, I'm for what's right. So y'all gonna sit there and talk bad about the man that just gave black colleges the most money, the most funding that they could ever use and need to get everything they need to help kids succeed and graduate. I just can't ride with that. I just can't. Because then that's getting back into that brainwashing with the media stuff. Now you got me thinking who all took a check here to tell you to vote for Biden. But that's it, man. That's it. That's going to be the show. BET Awards was good. You know, was cool. You know, what took away from everything was not being able to see your favorite stars in the audience. They should at least had the screens or something, the monitors set up to where people could see, like, the fake audience. And, you know, DC and the crew, the old Wild Out crew, they was hilarious. They good. They was the good host. It's just homeboy braids and that dang on tight sweater. I just couldn't get past that. That nigga just wrapped somebody living room couch rug around. But, you know, like, hey, man, you know, your desire to be a little creative next time, man. There's always going to be a next time. That's going to be it, man, and I'm out.